Your father wrote a letter from prison a while ago, a few weeks ago, and in this letter he addressed the Zoroastrians, especially those who would think about maybe going back to the country and contributing to the future of the country and living their life inside Iran. What did you make of this letter? Did you expect your father, as somebody who went back to Iran, who started the gallery and everything and the work that he was doing there, did you expect one day your father would have such an approach to this subject?
Before the arrest, Karn was so optimistic about the future, of, you know, of Iran, and I think now it's become clear to him, especially with this Article 989, which is a law from Reza Shah's period, which Majlis, as far as, you know, the lawyers that we have worked with can tell, Majlis hasn't even decided if laws from Reza Shah's period should be allowed to stand. But if they're able to use this against Khan to basically take away all of his property and land and rights, it's basically a statement that, you know, anybody with power in Iran can take all your property without your permission. And I think, you know, this is like a door that has never been opened before. So I think, you know, given all this new information, like all of our perceptions and opinions are changing. And if this is allowed to stand, it's a big game changer for the entire economy of Iran, basically. Because like all of, nobody really knows how many dual nationals are in Iran, in Majlis, in business, in all the universities and stuff like that. But like immediately, if Karan is convicted, all these people will be potential targets of this kind of extortion. You know, this case specifically will set a really important precedent. And, you know, there are people in Iran who are hoping to scare away, you know, these expats, these investors, because, you know, they're economically entrenched in the current system and they have a lot to gain from the current system. But at the end of the day, this is not, you know, if Karan's case, you know, turns out badly for Karan, it'll make it difficult for, you know, people to invest in Iran's economy.